Oh, what do you mean, for your birthday gifts?
Yeah.
Well, you know you're only getting a couple of things, right?
Yeah, I know. Just to look at, study, so I can choose better.
Okay, well, that's smart. Yeah, make a list. Can you spell everything you're thinking of?
I think so.
All right, that's good. How you doing in here, man?
Okay. Can we go to the park today? After?
No, I gotta go to Oakland. Maybe. We'll see. Because... I'll talk to you later. Excuse me, when is somebody going to clean this off?
我唔好講英文啊, 唔記住你講乜啊?
And the why? The why, we talked about this. It's an I in happiness. There's no why in happiness, it's an I.
我話咗俾你聽我唔識講英文啊.
I'm Chris Gardner. I met my father for the first time when I was 28 years old. And I made up my mind as a young kid that when I had children, my children were going to know who their father was. This is part of my life story. This part is called Riding the Bus.
What's that? It's a time machine, isn't it? Seems like a time machine. That seems like a time machine. It's a time machine. Take me with you.
This machine. This machine on my lap.
This guy, he has a time machine. He travels. He travels in the past with this machine.
It is not a time machine. It's a portable bone density scanner, a medical device I sell for a living.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss it with you. I appreciate it.
You just don't need it, Chris. It's unnecessary and expensive.
Well, maybe next.
Thank you.
It gave a slightly denser picture than an X-ray. For twice the money.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
What happened?
No, nothing. Look, I can't get Christopher today.
Oh, no, you don't, Chris. I'm back on at 7.
I know. I've got to go to Oakland.
So I gotta get Christopher home, feed him, bathe him, get him in bed, and be back here by 7.
Yes.
And we got the tax bill notice today.
All right.
What are you gonna do about that?
This is what we gotta do.
See that car? One with the pretty yellow shoe on it? That's mine. There's no parking near hospitals. That's what happens when you're always in a rush.
Thanks anyway. Very much. Maybe next quarter.
It's possible.
I needed to sell at least 2 scanners a month for rent and daycare. I'd have to sell 1 more to pay off all of those tickets under my windshield wiper. The problem is, I haven't sold any for a while.
Since when do you not like macaroni and cheese?
Since birth.
What's that?
What?
What is this?
It's a gift for Christopher.
From who?
Cynthia from work. It's for adults. Chris can't use it. She didn't know.
What are you supposed to do with it?
Make every side the same color. Did you pay the taxes?
No, I'm going to have to file an extension.
You already filed an extension.
Yeah, well, I got to file another one. That's $650. I'll have it in the next month.
That means interest, right? And a penalty.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, why don't you let me do this? I might just relax, okay? Calm down.
I have to go back to work.
Get ready for bed.
Yeah, put your plate in a sec.
A few days ago, I was presented with a report I'd asked for, a comprehensive audit, if you will, of our economic condition. You won't like it. I didn't like it. But we have to face the truth. And then go to work to turn things around. And make no mistake about it, we can turn them around. The federal budget is out of control. And we face runaway deficits of almost $80 billion for this budget year that ends September 30th. That deficit is larger than the entire federal budget in 1957. And so is the almost $80 billion we will pay in interest this year on the national debt. 20 years ago, in 1960, our federal government payroll was less than $13 billion. Today, it is
two questions for you. What do you do and how do you do it?
I'm a stockbroker.
Stockbroker?
Oh.
Had to go to college to be a stockbroker, huh?
You don't have to. Had to be good with numbers and good with people.
That's it. Hey, you take care. Hey, I'm going to let you hang on to my car for the weekend, but I need it back for Monday.
Feed the meter.
Still remember that moment. They all looked so damn happy to me. Why couldn't I look like that?
Try to get home by 6, so I'm going to stop by a brokerage firm after work.
For what?
Oh, I'll see about a job there.
Yeah? What job?
You know, when I was a kid, I could go through a math book in a week, so I'm going to go see about the job they got down there.
What job?
Stockbroker.
Stockbroker.
Yeah.
Not an astronaut?
Don't talk to me like that, Linda. I'm going to go down and see about this, and I'm going to do it during the day.
Mm-hmm. You should probably do your sales calls.
I don't need you to tell me about my sales calls, Linda. I got 3 of them before the damn office is even open.
Do you remember that rent is due next week? Yeah. Probably not. We're already 2 months behind. Next week, we'll owe 3 months. I've been pulling double shifts for 4 months now, Chris. Just sell what's in your contract. Get us out of that business.
Linda. That is what I am trying to do. This is what I'm trying to do for my family, for you and for Christopher.
What's the matter with you?
Linda. Linda.
This part of my life is called being stupid.
Yes, I know.
Can I ask you a favor? Listen, do you mind if I leave this here with you? Just like 5 minutes. I have a meeting in there and I don't want to carry that in there looking small time. Here's a dollar. I'll give you more money when I come back out, okay? It's not valuable. You can't sell it anywhere. I can't even sell it, and it's my job. All right.
But I know.
Chris?
Yes.
Tim Brokaw, Resources.
How are you?
Come with me.
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I can find you an application for our internship. I'm afraid that's all we can do for you. See, this is the satellite office. Jay Twistle, he's in the main office. He oversees Widow Resources. I'm just this office. As you can see, we got a hell of a lot of applications here. So, normally I have a resume sheet, but I can't seem to find it anywhere.
Thank you very much. I need to go. I'll bring this back. Thanks.
Okay.
Trusting a hippie girl with my scanner. Why did I do that? Like I said, this part of my life is called being stupid. The program took just 20 people every 6 months. One got the job. There were three blank lines after high school to list more education. I didn't need that many lines.
Try and sleep. It's late.
It's a puzzle measuring just 3 inches by 3 inches on each side, made up of multiple colors that you twist and turn and try to get to a solid color on each side. This little cube is the gift sensation of 1981. Don't expect to solve it easily, although we did encounter one math professor at USF who took just 30 minutes on his. This is as far as I've gotten on mine. As you can see, I still have a long way to go. This is Jim Finnerty reporting for KJSF in Richmond.
Hey. Wake up. Eat.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, baby.
Come back without that, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to, so go ahead and say goodbye to it, because I'm coming back without it.
Goodbye and good riddance.
You ain't have to add the good riddance part.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
It's written as PPY, but it's supposed to be an I in happiness.
Is that an adjective?
No, actually it's a noun, but it's not spelled right.
Is fuck spelled right?
Yeah, that's spelled right, but that's not part of the motto. So you're not supposed to learn that. That's an adult word to show anger and other things. But just don't use that one, okay?
Okay.
What's that say on the back of your bag?
My nickname. We pick nicknames.
Oh, yeah, what's it say?
Right. Did you have a nickname?
Yep.
What?
10-gallon head.
What's that?
I grew up in Louisiana near Texas. Everybody wears cowboy hats. And a 10-gallon's a big hat. I was smart back then, so they call me 10-gallon head.
Huss wears that hat.
Huss?
Huss Cartwright on Bonanza.
How do you know Bonanza?
We watch it at Mrs. Chu's.
You watch Bonanza at daycare?
Yeah.
When do you watch it? After snack? After your nap?
After Love Boat. I made my list for my birthday.
Yeah, what'd you put on it?
A basketball or an ant farm.
He says he's been watching TV.
Oh, little TV for history.
Love Boat?
For history, Navy.
That's not the Navy. I mean, he could watch television at home. We're paying you $150 a month. If he's going to be sitting around watching TV all day, we're taking him out of here.
We'll pay more at the daycare if you don't like Navy TV. You make pay anyway. You complain. I complain.
Can you at least put the dog upstairs in your room or something?
Bye.
Waiting for Witter resource head Jay Twistle, whose name sounded so delightful, like he'd give me a job and a hug. I just had to show him I was good with numbers and good with people.
Good morning, Mr. Twistle.
Good morning, Jane.
Mr. Twistle.
Chris
Hi.
Gardner.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to drop this off to you personally and make your claims. I thought I'd catch you on the way in.
Okay.
I'd really love the opportunity to sit and discuss what may seem like weaknesses on my application.
Okay, well, we'll start with this, Chris, and we'll call you if we want to sit down.
Yes, sir. You have a great day.
You too.
Hey, yeah, how you doing? This is Chris Gardner calling for Dr. Delcy. Yeah, look, I'm running a little late for a sales call. I was wondering if... Yeah, Osteo National. Right, we can still... Half an hour? Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
This part of my life...
Wait!
This part here, it's called running.
Hey! Hey! Wait! Hey! Wait!
That was my stolen machine, unless she was with a guy who sold them too. Which was unlikely, because I was the only one selling them in the Bay Area. I spent our entire life savings on these things. It was such... a revolutionary machine.
You feel it, baby?
Oh, yeah. You got me doing all the work.
But I didn't know that doctors and hospitals would consider them unnecessary luxuries. I even asked the landlord to take a picture. So if I lost one, it was like losing a month's groceries.
Forget what?
You're not supposed to have any of those.
Yeah, I know.
You have two now.
Hey. This could be a microscope or anything.
Dude,
all right, come on, open him up. Open him up. That paper's a little heavy, huh?
Yeah, but I
You should have seen me out there today. Somebody had stole one of the scanners. I had to run old girl
Whatever.
Down. What?
Whatever.
What the hell you got an attitude about? Whatever what?
Every day he's got some damn story.
Hey, Roy! Can you beat your little rug when nobody's out here? It's dust and shit all over the place.
I'm trying to keep a clean house.
Wait, listen, Linda. Relax. We're going to come out of this. Everything is going to be fine, all right?
You said that before. When I got pregnant, it'll be fine.
So you don't trust me now?
Whatever. I don't care.
Mrs. Whistle.
Yeah, hi.
Chris Gardner?
Yeah, hi. Listen, what can I do?
I submitted an application for the intern program about a month ago, and I would just love the opportunity to sit with you briefly.
Listen, I'm going to Noise Alley, Chris. Take care of yourself.
Mr. Twistle. Actually, I'm on my way to Noise Valley also. How about we share a ride?
All right, get in.
So, when I was in the Navy, I worked for a doctor who loved to play golf hours every day, and I would actually perform medical procedures when he'd leave me in the office. So, I'm used to being in a position where I have to make decisions, and Mr. Twistle, listen, this is a very important...
I'm sorry. This thing's impossible.
I can do it.
No, you can't. No one can. It's bullshit.
No, I'm pretty sure I can do it.
No, you can't.
Let me see it. Dip it here. Oh, wow. You really messed it up.
Sorry.
It looks like it works around a swivel, so the centerpiece is never moved. So if it's yellow in the center, that's the yellow side.
Right.
If it's red in the center, that's the red side. You can slow down.
Oh, listen, we can drive around all day. I don't believe you can do this.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can. I'm telling you, no one can. This See, that's all I ever do. Almost have the sign. Holy cow. Oh, you almost had that one.
I'm gonna get it.
Look at that.
This is me. Good job. Goodbye.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Where are you going, sir? Excuse me, sir. Where are you going, please?
It's a couple blocks. Just a flip around.
Okay.
Come here! Hurry!
No! Hurry! No!
Get him my money!
Get him my money!
Stop! Please, please! Please!
Son of a bitch!
Please! I'm going to kill you!
Sorry, I couldn't make it home on time.
Chris, I missed my ship.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. Look, I'm on my way right now. Are you all right with Christopher?
I'm leaving. Chris, I'm leaving.
What?
Did you hear what I said?
I have my things together, and I'm taking our stars, and we're going to leave now.
I'm going to put the phone down.
Linda,
I'm going
wait
to
a minute. Hold
we
the phone.
We are leaving.
It was right then that I started thinking about Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration of Independence and the part about our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I remember thinking, how did he know to put the pursuit part in there? That maybe happiness is something that we can only pursue, and maybe we can actually never have it, no matter what. How did he know that?
Linda! Linda! Absolutely.
All right, tell you what. Come on by the day after tomorrow, in the morning. We're interviewing for the internships. You got a pen and paper?
Yes. Yes, I do. Hold on 1 second.
All right. Hello? Chris?
Go ahead. I have one.
Okay, write this number down so you can call my secretary, Janice, and she can give you all the specifics.
Yep.
Okay, 415.
415.
864.
864.
0256.
0256.
Yeah, extension 4796.
4796.
All right, call it tomorrow.
Yes, sir. 415-864-0256.
Okay, buddy.
All right, yes. Thank you very much.
We'll see you soon.
Chris. Hey. Have you seen Linda and Christopher?
No, you catch another game last night?
No.
You didn't see that? 118, 111.
Did Linda and Christopher come in here?
No, I didn't see them. 119, 120, double overtime. Moons hit the three-pointer, 17 seconds left.
Wait. Can't talk to you about numbers right now.
What's the problem with numbers?
And you owe me money.
Yeah.
You owe me $14.
I'm gonna get that to you.
I need my money.
14's the number.
Don't you ever take my son away from me again. Do you hear me?
Leave me alone.
Don't you ever take my son away from me again. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Don't you walk away from me when I'm talking to you. Do you hear me? Do you want to leave?
Yes.
You want to leave?
Yes, I want to leave.
Get the hell out of here then, Linda. Get the hell out of here. Christopher's staying with me.
You're the one that dragged us down. Do you hear me?
You are so weak.
No, I am not happy anymore. I'm just not happy.
Then go get happy, Linda. Just go get happy. Christopher's living with me. Did you hear what I said? Christopher's living with me. Hey, no, come on, let's go. Hey, no, this is Drew.
Hi.
Where's Mom?
Just get your stuff.
Mom, she told me she was coming to pick me up today.
I talked to Mom earlier. Everything is fine, okay? Let me ask you something. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Because I'm happy. And if you're happy and I'm happy, then that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. You're sleeping with me. You're staying at home where you belong, all right?
Christopher. Hey, listen, I need the rent.
Yeah.
I can't wait anymore.
I'm good for that, Charlie. I'm gonna get it.
Why don't you go two blocks over the Mission Inn Motel? It's half what you pay here. Listen, Chris, I need you out of here in the morning.
The hell am I supposed to be out of here by tomorrow?
I got painters coming in.
All right, look, I need more time than that, Charlie.
No.
I'll paint it myself. All right, but I gotta have some more time. I got my son up in here.
All right. 1 week, and you paint it.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we're playing? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding understanding anywhere. Lost in a mad masquerade.
Chris Gardner?
Yeah. What happened?
Payable to the city of San Francisco.
Does it have to be the full amount?
Well, you got to pay each parking ticket, otherwise you're staying.
This is all I got.
We verify at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
What?
Yeah, you got to stay until this thing clears.
No. No, I can't spend a night here. I have to pick up my son.
We verify at 9:30 tomorrow morning,
sir. I have a job interview at Dean Witter at 10:15 tomorrow morning. I cannot stay here.
9:30 tomorrow morning.
What am I supposed to do with my son? What am I supposed to do with my son?
Is there anyone else who can take...
I'll take care of him.
Maybe we can go and have social services pick him up.
Can I have my phone call, please?
Hello.
Hey.
What do you want?
You got to get Christopher from daycare. I can't. Just keep him for the night, and I'm just one night.
What happened?
I'll pick him up from daycare tomorrow. I'm gonna go right. You can drop him off, and I'll pick him up.
No.
Come on, Linda. Why are you?
No, I want to take him to the park, to Golden Gate. After daycare tomorrow. How is he?
He's fine. All right. Take him to the park and bring him back. All right. Just bring him my son back.
Okay. Linda.
I'll bring him back around 6.
All right. Thank you.
I'm okay.
Pleasure. I've been sitting out there for the last half hour trying to come up with a story that would explain my being here dressed like this. And I wanted to come up with a story that would demonstrate qualities that I'm sure you all admire here, like earnestness or diligence or team playing to something. And I couldn't think of anything. So the truth is, I was arrested for failure to pay parking tickets.
Parking tickets?
And I ran all the way here from the Polk station, the police station.
What were you doing before you were arrested?
I was painting my apartment.
Is it dry now?
I hope so.
Jay says you're pretty determined.
Oh, he's been waiting outside the front of the building with some 40-pound gizmo for over a month.
He said you're smart.
I like to think so.
And you want to learn this business?
Yes, sir, I want to learn this business.
Have you already started learning on your own?
Absolutely.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
How many times have you seen Chris?
No, I don't know. One too many, apparently.
Is he ever dressed like this?
No. No. Jacket and tie.
First in your class? In school? High school?
Yes, sir.
How many in the class?
12. It's a small town.
I'll say.
But I was also first in my radar class in the Navy, and that was a class of 20. Can I say something? I'm the type of person, if you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you that I don't know. But I bet you what? I know how to find the answer, and I will find the answer. Is that fair enough?
Chris, what would you say if a guy walked in for an interview without a shirt on? And I hired him. What would you say?
He must have had on some really nice pants.
Chris, I don't know how you did it dressed as a garbage man, but you really pulled it off in there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Twistle.
Hey, now you can call me Jay.
All right,
we'll talk to you soon.
All right, so I'll let you know, Jay.
You'll let me know, Jay.
What do you mean? Yeah, I'll give you a call tomorrow sometime. And
what are you talking about? You hounded me for this. You stood here.
Listen, there's no salary.
No.
I was not aware of that. My circumstances have changed some, and I need to be certain that I'll be able to...
Okay. Tonight, I swear, I will fill your spot. I promise.
You know what I'll look like? If you back out, you know what I'll look like to the partners? Yes, an ass. A-hole.
Yeah, an ass a-hole. All the way. You are a piece of work. Tonight.
There was no salary. Not even a reasonable promise of a job.
Hello, Jesus. Jesus, children.
One intern was hired at the end of the program from a pool of 20. And if you weren't that guy, you couldn't even apply the 6 months training to another brokerage. The only resource I would have for 6 months would be my 6 scanners, which I could still try to sell. If I sold them all, maybe we might get by.
You better tell your story fast. And if you like it, it will come to pass. Tell me, holy roller, are you standing like a soldier? Are you standing for everything? Talk about she transcendental meditation.
I got him. I got him.
Okay, baby.
I'm going to New York. My sister's boyfriend opened a restaurant and they may have a job for me there, so I'm going to New York, Chris.
Christopher's staying with me.
I'm his mom, you know? He should be with his mom. I should have him, right?
You know you can't take care of him.
What are you going to do for money?
I had an interview at Dean Witter for an internship. And I got it. So I'm going to stand out in my program.
Salesman for interns backwards.
No, it's not.
I got to go. Tell him I love him, okay? And I know you'll take care of him, Chris. I know that.
Yes, hi. Yes, I'd like to leave a message for Mr. J. Twistle.
Your name?
Yeah, my name is Chris Gardner. The message is, thank you very much for inviting me into the program. I really appreciate it, and I'd be very pleased to accept your invitation.
Is that all?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Today is?
Yeah.
What?
Saturday.
You know what Saturday is, right?
Yeah.
What?
Basketball.
You want to go play some basketball?
Okay.
All right. Then we're going to go sell a bone density scanner. How about that? You want to do that?
No. Hey, Dad, a bone pro! A bone pro!
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. You know, you'll probably be about as good as I was. That's kind of the way it works, you know, and I was below average. You know, so, whoa. So you'll probably ultimately rank somewhere around there, you know, so I really, you'll excel at a lot of things, just not this. I don't want you out here shooting this ball around all day and night, all right?
All right.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Hey. Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right?
All right.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves, they want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
Dad, why don't we move to a motel?
I told you, because I'm getting a better job. You gotta trust me, all right?
I trust you.
All right, here, come on, what's up?
Dad, when's Mom coming back?
I don't know, Christopher.
Dad, listen to this. One day, a man was drowning in the water. And a boat came by and said, do you need any help? He said, no, thank you. God will save me. Then another boat came by and said, do you need any help? And he said, no, thank you. God will save me. Then he drowned and went to heaven. And he said, God, why didn't you save me? And God said, I sent you two big boats here, dummy. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's very funny, man. Come here.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got a bill of sale here.
Yes.
All the information you'll need. Thank you very much for your business.
Thank you.
100,
200, 20, 40, 45, 46, 7,
8, 9, 10.
Thank you.
And
you want one of those?
Oh, it's okay.
Come on, you got one. Which one? Like that one? How much?
25 cents.
This part of my life is called internship.
1200 building is Levy Industrial and Senko Oil. The building across the street is Lee Ray Shipping. In a couple of weeks, you'll get call sheets with the phone numbers of employees from every Fortune 500 company in the financial district.
You will be pooling from 60 Fortune companies. You will mainly be cold-calling potential clients. But if you have to have lunch with them, have breakfast with them, if you even have to babysit for them, you will do whatever it takes to familiarize them with our packages. We need you to match their needs and goals to one of our many financial plans. In essence, you reel them in, we'll cook the fish.
Some of you guys are here because you know somebody. Some of you guys are here because you think you're somebody. But there's one guy in here who's going to be somebody. That person's going to be the guy who can turn this into this. $800,000 in commission dollars. You, help me hand these out. This is going to be your Bible. You'll eat with it. You'll drink
it. It was simple. X number of calls equals X number of prospects. X number of prospects
equals X number of customers. X number of customers equals X number of dollars in the company's pocket.
Your board exam. Last year, we had an intern score a 96.4% on the written exam. He wasn't chosen. It's not a simple pass-fail. It's an evaluation tool we use to separate applicants. Be safe. Score 100. Okay? Let's take a break. Be back in 10.
Hey, what's wrong? Chris.
Oh, Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Fine. Thank you for asking.
First day in there. It's exciting.
You're not quitting on us yet, are you?
No, sir. 10-minute break. Pop out, get a quick bite, and back in there for board prep.
Oh, man, I remember mine. And ours were only an hour, not three like yours. We didn't do world markets. We didn't bother with taxes, and it was still a pain in the ass. It's funny what you remember. There was a beautiful girl in that class. I can't remember her name, but her face was
I've
so...
I've seen an old friend of mine. Do you mind?
Oh, go ahead.
All right, good talking to you, sir.
Are you okay? What were you thinking? What are you doing? I could have killed you. Right across the street. You all right?
Yes. Where's my shoe?
What? You knocked off my shoe.
I don't know where your shoe is.
Where's my damn shoe?
I don't know. Hey. Did you see it? I lost my shoe.
No, I'm sorry.
Hey! Where are you going? We should wait for the police.
We gotta go to work.
Oh, hey, you just got hit by a car. Go to the hospital.
I'm in a competitive internship at Dean Witter.
Hey, man, you're missing a shoe.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Dad, you don't have a shoe.
Yep, I know. Wanna know what happened?
Yeah.
I got hit by a car.
You got hit by a car?
Yep.
Where?
Just right by the office.
No, where in your body?
I like the back of my legs. Hey, goodbye, Miss Chu.
Goodbye.
Were you on the street?
Yep, I was running in the street.
Don't do that. You can get hurt.
Yeah, thanks. I'll remember that next time.
And here I was again. Show up early.
Well, qualified persons. Qualified persons are interested in investing and have money to invest now. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Would you give me some coffee, please?
Favors for Frakish, our office manager. All day.
My name is Chris Gardner, calling for Mr. Michael Anderson.
Well, yes, sir. We're having a lunch, actually, this Thursday.
Okay, next time.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that. Okay, yes, thank you.
Who wants to give me a donut? Chris?
Yes, sir.
Feeling underrated and unappreciated.
Hello, Mr. Ronald Fryer. Why, good morning to you, sir. My name is Chris Gardner, and I'm calling from Dean Witter. Because I have some very, very valuable information on what's called a tax basis, sir.
Then catch the bus by 4 to the place where they can't spell happiness. Then the crosstown. For 22 home.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ralph.
I'm waiting.
All right, I got that for you, Ralph. I'm going to get that for you.
Whoever brought in the most money after 6 months was usually hired.
Yes, hello, Chris Gardner calling for Mr. Walter Hahn.
We were all working our way up call sheets to sign clients. from the bottom to the top, from the doorman to the CEO. They'd stay till 7, but I had Christopher. I had to do in 6 hours what they'd do in 9.
Good afternoon. My name is Chris Gardner. I'm calling from Dean Witter.
In order not to waste any time, I wasn't hanging up the phone in between calls.
Okay, thank you very much.
I realized that by not hanging up the phone, I gained another 8 minutes a day.
Why, good morning to you. My name is Chris Gardner. I'm calling from Dean Witter.
I also wasn't drinking water, so I didn't waste any time in the bathroom.
Yes, I'd love to have the opportunity. Okay, no problem at all, sir. Thank you very much.
But even doing all this, after 2 months, I still didn't have time to work my way up a sheet.
Walter Ribbon's office?
Yes, hello. My name is Chris Gardner. I'm calling from Mr. Walter Ribbon.
Concerning?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling from Dean Witter.
Just a moment.
Hello?
Mr. Ribbon. Hello, sir. My name's Chris Gardner. I'm calling from Dean Witter.
Yeah, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Ribbon. I would love to have the opportunity to sit with you to discuss some of our products, and I'm certain that I could be of some assistance to you.
Can you be here in 20 minutes?
20 minutes. Absolutely.
Just had someone cancel. Come now. I'll give you a few minutes before the 49ers. Monday night football, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Chris, what's up?
Hey, Mr. Prakash.
Hey, man, do you have 5 minutes?
Actually, I just got a green light from Walter Ribbon.
Because I have no minutes. I'm supposed to present commodities to Bromer. Could you move my car? That really helped me out. It's on Samson, half block, silver caprice. Just move it to the other side of Samson. There's street sweeping. There's spaces. Hang on to these. I have backups in my desk. And you have to jimmy that.
Jimmy what?
You have to jimmy the key. And the other doors don't unlock. You have to jimmy it.
Jimmy in it.
Oh, no!
Oh, come on!
Gardner, I have an appointment with Walter Ribbon.
Oh, you just missed him.
Thank you.
Check, paying some bills, and a parking ticket.
We don't have a car anymore.
Yep, I know. I'm going to need to take you with me this weekend. A couple doctor's offices. You know, got sales calls, okay?
Okay.
Then possibly we'll go to the football game.
Really?
But possibly. All right? Come on, finish up.
Are you sure?
Possibly.
Really?
I don't want to leave it. And maybe we're going to the game.
Where are we going now?
To see someone about my job.
I don't understand.
You don't understand what?
Are we going to the game?
I said possibly we're going to the game. You know what possibly means?
Like probably?
No, probably means there's a good chance that we're going. Possibly means we might not. What does probably mean?
It means we have a good chance.
And what does possibly mean?
I know what it means.
What does it mean?
It means that we're not going to the game.
How did you get so smart?
Because you're smart. Are we there?
Yeah.
Mr. Ribbon.
Yeah?
How are you, sir? Chris Gardner.
Dean Witter.
Oh, hi. Hey,
this is my son, Christopher.
Hi.
Hey, Christopher. What are you doing up here?
I came to apologize for missing our appointment the other day.
Oh, you need to come up.
Actually, we were in the neighborhood visiting a very close friend of ours, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you for your time. I know you probably waited for me.
A little bit.
I want you to know that I do not take that for granted.
No, come on. What's that?
Oh, this is an osteonational bone density scanner.
Oh,
a company I bought into prior to going to work at Witter. I have a meeting after the game.
You guys are going to the game?
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, we're going too. I'm taking my son, Tim, my 12-year-old. We were just leaving. Tim!
Listen, we'll get out of your way. Again, thank you very much, and I'm sorry about the other day, and I hope that we can reschedule for later this week.
You got it.
Thank you very much, sir. You take care. Here, come on. Say bye-bye, Chris.
Bye.
Bye, Christopher. Hey, you guys want to come with us?
What, to Candlestick?
We're going now. Come with us. Where are your seats?
We are upper deck.
We got a box. Come on. You want to sit in the box?
No.
Well, it's not actually a box. It's a private section. It's more comfortable. You want to go?
Okay.
Okay, kids in the back. Hey, why don't you just put that in your car?
Yeah, okay, sure.
We don't have a car.
Ah! Oh, my...
What happened?
I think I got stung by a bee.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. Ah, goodness, I'm fine.
You're not allergic or anything?
No.
Where'd it get you?
Like, in the back of my head.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Christopher.
Does it hurt?
Christopher, I'm fine.
Let me see.
Christopher, sit back. Sit back.
Thomas Jefferson mentions happiness a couple times in the Declaration of Independence. May seem like a strange word to be in that document, but he was an artist. He called the English the disturbers of our harmony. And I remember standing there that day thinking about the disturbers of mine. Questions I had, whether all this was good, whether I'd make it. And Walter Ribbon and his Pacific Bell pension money, which was millions.
Yeah!
It was a way to another place.
Wow. This is the way to watch a football game here. Thank you very much for this, really.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Chris.
And Mr. Ribbon, I also want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to discuss the asset management capabilities of Dean Witter. which we believe to be far superior to anything you got going over at Morgan Stanley. I think you're going to be blown away. Point blank, Dean Witter needs to be managing your retirement portfolio.
You know, Chris, I didn't have any notion that you were new over there. And I like you, but there's not a chance I'm going to let you direct our fund. It's just not going to happen anytime soon, buddy. So, you know, come on, relax. Play the game. Go, go, go!
I've had a few ideas already, absolutely. Hey, thank you very much. Yes, sir. I'm going to need a call. All
right. Give me a call.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Sold all our scanners. It seemed we were making it.
What's the fastest animal in the world?
Jackrabbit.
Seemed we were doing good. Until one day, that day, that letter brought me back to Earth. This part of my life is called paying taxes. If you didn't pay them, the government could stick their hands into your bank account and take your money.
Dad!
No warning, nothing.
It can't be too late. That's my money. How is somebody just going to just take my money? That's all the money that I have. You cannot go into my bank account. No.
It was the 25th of September. I remember that day because that's the day that I found out there was only $21.33 left in my bank account. I was broke.
Dressed yet?
Jerk me around, okay, Chris?
I'm not jerking you around, Ralph. All right? I'm gonna get it.
I need that money now, not later.
When I get it, you get it, Ralph.
Now!
Hey, Chris. Wayne, I needed to get that $14.
I thought I didn't know you didn't have.
What? Why?
Why what?
Why would you think you don't owe me my money?
I helped you move.
You drove me two blocks, Wayne. That's 200 yards. It's been 4 months, Wayne. I need my money. I need my money. I need my money right now. Wayne, go get my money. Get my money.
It's $14, man. You all.
It's my $14. Go get my money. Get my money, Wayne. Stay here, Chris.
Dad,
no, stay right
Dad.
Here. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear me? What did I say?
Dad! Dad! Wait! Dad!
back to the 60s, man. That's what I wanted to do when I was younger. I want to see Jimi Hendrix do that guitar on fire. Bring back my time machine! Bring my time machine back!
Dad, where are we going?
Be quiet. Go get your things. Go.
Chris?
Yes?
Dr. Tell can't get back to meet you. Sorry.
Where are we going now?
We gotta see somebody else.
I'm tired.
I know. Functioning right now.
I have to go now.
No. Just give me a second. I'm sure I'm going to be able to figure it out.
Chris, just come back when it's working.
No, I have to fix it now.
No. Look, I'll still be putting money in the office then. All right? I really have to go, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
I'll see you soon.
Let's go.
Where?
Just out of here.
Why?
We can't stay here tonight.
Yes, we can. Open the door.
Did you hear what I said? Let's go.
Open the door.
What?
Okay, stand up. Come on.
It's not a time machine. Dad said it was a time machine. It's not a time machine. It was wrong.
What guy?
The guy. He was at the park. He said it was a time machine.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
All we gotta do is push this black button right here. You wanna push it?
Okay.
Come on. Come on, man. Right here. Wait a minute. Where do you wanna go?
Almost, I'm fishing before.
Yeah, close your eyes.
You close your eyes, I want to see.
All right, come on, we'll push it together. Yeah, close your eyes, close your eyes. It takes a few seconds. Oh my goodness. What? Open, open, open.
What is it?
Dinosaurs.
Where?
You don't see all these dinosaurs? Look around. Look at all these dinosaurs. Did you see them?
Yeah.
Wait, come on, come on, come on. Wait, watch out.
What is it?
Don't step in the fire. We're cavemen. But we need this fire because there's no electricity and it's cold out here, okay?
Watch out, watch
Whoa,
out.
Whoa, oh my goodness. A T-Rex. That's a get your stuff. Get your stuff.
Get it.
We gotta find someplace safe.
What?
We need a cave.
A cave?
We gotta find a cave. Come on. Come on. Come on. Watch your back. Here it is. Here's the cave. Come on. Right here. Right here. Go, go, go. Hurry. Yeah, I think so.
You doing good?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you going?
Sacramento. I'm trying to move a couple guys that Pac Bell. I'm trying to bring them over to us so they got me going out there golfing.
Awesome.
Hey, let him win around.
Deborah, someone's asking for you.
Where?
He's outside. Please come with me. Hi.
Hey, Don. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
We need a room. And just until I can fix this and sell it. There's okay. Some glass work.
Let me stop you right there. I wish I could help you.
This is my son, Christopher. He's 5 years old.
Okay.
And you need some place to stay.
Okay. And I would love to help you, but we don't take men here. It's only women and children. Now, he can stay here, but you have to find someplace else to go.
We got to stay together. We're...
Okay, listen.
You got to have some place...
Try Glide Memorial. The building books up at 5. So if you hurry up and get over there, because there's a line.
But where is it? Where is it? Come
on. Eddie, Ellison Jones.
They told me that we had to be here on time. I got here on time. I was in line. I came from work. I got my son. I was here on time. We were here on time.
He sliced in front of him in line.
Who did?
He did.
Come on. Come on, Rodney. Come on. Let's come. Get out of line.
That's it. No more.
Favorite color?
Green.
Green?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like this green?
Trees.
Trees? What else?
Holly.
Holly. It's holly.
The Christmas stuff.
Ah, Christmas stuff.
What's that?
I guess they want us to go to sleep. Warm in there. Can you breathe? You're good.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go work on the scanner.
Don't go.
No. I'll be right outside the door. All right. I'm gonna be right there. I'll leave the door open a little bit, and I'll be able to hear you if you call me.
I wanna go home.
But that's why I gotta work on the scanner. All right. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to leave the door open. I'll be right up the stairs. And I'll be able to hear you if you call me. All right?
All right.
You got to trust me, okay? You got to trust me.
I trust you.
I can't hear you.
I trust you.
All right, let me kiss. I'll just be a little while, okay?
Yeah.
I'll be right here.
Hey.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you trust me?
Yeah.
I don't know what you think. Good. Let's go. Get your stuff.
Hey, why don't you leave me?
We can't. We're going to have a different room later. Go.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Frakish.
What's up?
Work trip. Your wife, Martha, works at Pac Bell also, correct?
Yes, she does.
And you guys are both looking to retire at about the same time?
Yeah, we'd like to retire and maintain the same lifestyle without paying a lot of taxes.
So basically, you don't want nobody's hands in your pocket but your own. Are you familiar with tax-free municipal?
I learned to finish my work quickly. I had to finish quickly. To get in line at Glide by 5.
The important thing about that freedom train is it's got to climb mountains. We all have to deal with mountains, you know? Mountains that go way up high and mountains that go deep and low. Yes, we know what those mountains are here at Glide. We sing about them.
Did you finish the whole thing, or you have to go somewhere?
I have to go somewhere. But I finished the whole thing, too.
Oh. Good.
You?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about the graphs?
Easy.
I struggled with the essay question on the back. What did you write?
Essay question?
On the back.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Jeff, right? Yeah. 49ers game.
Yeah, you ready to give me a call?
You know, I never actually got your number.
Oh, okay. Here's my number. Call me, okay?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Chris, you got $5? I left my wallet upstairs.
Let me go run up and grab that for you, Mr. Frost.
No, I gotta be at Cal Bank at 4 and I'm late. I'll pay you back, honestly.
Five is good.
Five is lovely. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. That's the room quota. There's no more space. You gotta head out. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow. All the rooms are full. Completely full. That's it. Come back tomorrow.
And feel the
snow.
And tears are in your eyes. How dry.
Sure, just don't break it. Unless you want to sleep in the room with me for the rest of your life.
I don't mind.
Yeah, you will. Some sleep, okay?
Okay.
Warm enough?
Yeah.
All right.
Did Mom leave because of me?
What?
Did Mom leave because of me?
Don't even think something like that. Mom left because of Mom, and you didn't have anything to do with that, okay?
Okay. So good, Papa.
All right, go to sleep. I love you.
I love you too.
So far, so good, Chris. It worked.
Thank you very much.
$250. 4 more weeks of oxygen.
100, 20, 46, 8, 200, 20, 30, 40, 50.
There you go.
No, sure, thank you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
All right.
Are we going to the church place?
No.
Where are we going then?
I thought we'd stay at a hotel.
A hotel?
But just for the night.
You can go back to the cave if you like.
No, thank you.
Ever?
I hope not.
Why not?
Well, because some things are fun the first time you do them, and then not so much the next.
Like the bug?
Yeah, like the bug.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh, should I?
Promise.
He doesn't know where it is.
The next day, after work, we just went to the beach. Far away from anything, everything. Just Christopher and me.
Did you see me?
Yep.
Far away from buses and noise and my constant disappointment in my 10-gallon head. And myself.
Chris, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Dean.
Take care, Chris.
You made all the right moves here.
Thanks, Chris.
Because when I was young and I'd get an A on a history test or whatever, I'd get this good feeling about all the things that I could be. And then I never became any of them.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, RJ.
I'm doing fine. Rumor has it you signed 31 accounts for us from Pacific Bell.
Yeah, I met some guys at a ball game, got some cars that I'm working on.
I guess. So, one more day. Getting nervous?
No, I'm okay.
Yeah? Listen, whatever happens. You've done a fantastic job, Chris. I mean that. Who cares?
Yes, Mr. Johnson. Chris Gardner, Dean Witter. Yes, sir. Just calling to thank you very much for your support at last month's seminar. Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. No, sir. That's it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Chris. Come.
Good to see you.
Nice shirt.
Thank you, sir.
Chris.
Hey, Jay.
Chris. Sit down, Chris.
I thought I'd wear a shirt today, you know, being the last day and all.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. But, wear one tomorrow, though, okay? Because tomorrow's going to be your first day. If you'd like to work here as a broker. Would you like that, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Good. We couldn't be happier. So, welcome. Was it as easy as it looked?
No, sir. No, sir, it wasn't.
Good luck, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Chris. I almost forgot.
This part of my life, this little part, is called happiness.
Who's the king of the jungle?
Gorilla.
A gorilla? A gorilla? No. Lion.
Oh, yeah. Lion. Hey, Dad, listen to this. Knock, knock.
No, who's there?
Shelby.
Shelby who?
Shelby coming around when she comes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
Nobody who? Nobody who? Oh. No, that's funny. I like that one.
How far will you just like the one who used to preach to me. Now I've become that way. But you know how soft now the habit used to strike. Father's way.